The federal opposition has rejected a review of Labor's national broadband network, which found its development was chaotic and rushed. The current government asked the former Productivity Commission chief and Telstra director Bill Scales to audit the broadband policy decisions made between 2008 and 2010. He's found that the network was given the go-ahead after only brief consideration by Cabinet, and there wasn't enough detailed evidence to support its development. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Communications Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has commissioned a handful of reviews into the previous government's national broadband network. This morning, he summarised the findings of the public policy audit carried out by Bill Scales.
In about 11 weeks, without any expert advice, without a cost-benefit analysis, without a business plan, they then rushed off and announced the government was going to build its own telecom network, its own broadband network, and they estimated it was going to cost $43 billion. And so it was always a reckless, crazy way to go about public policy. Extraordinary.
Bill Scales says the policy was only given perfunctory consideration by Cabinet, and there's no evidence that a full range of options were considered. But on AM, the Labor Senator and former Communications Minister Stephen Conroy rejected that.
Mr Scales isn't aware of all of the evidence and all of the deliberations. There was an alternate position discussed. But Mr Scales is not aware of that because it was discussed in Cabinet committees.
And the opposition leader Bill Shorten says the report's simply a political attack.
There's no question in my mind that we need the national broadband network to be rolled out. Labor got that process started. The Liberals won the last election. It's now time they started acting like a government, not an opposition. They're addicted to getting reports after reports just to run their political agendas. Australia needs a national broadband network, and instead we've got a government who's just determined to knock everything and undermine all the good ideas this country has.
So the report feeds into the long-standing political debate about broadband policy, but it also raises some interesting questions for the public service more generally. Stephen Bartos is the executive director of ASIL Allen Consulting in Canberra and a former senior public servant.
Look, of course there's elements of politics in the commissioning of the report by Malcolm Turnbull. It was always fairly obvious that there had been problems with the NBN rollout, and so it's not surprising Bill Scales has found some. But having said that, there's still also useful lessons to be found.
He's not surprised by the recommendation that future projects should be subject to a full and public cost-benefit analysis by the Productivity Commission or Infrastructure Australia before they proceed. But Stephen Bartos says the Scales review is presenting a challenge to public servants. The final recommendation says the public service leadership should look at whether its inability to have its views seriously considered on the NBN was circumstantial or a signal of a more serious malaise.
Now, I think that's an incredibly tough recommendation for the Australian Public Service, but one that they'll have to take on board. It comes about really because of the loss of policy expertise and the fact that increasingly ministers are not turning to the public service for policy advice and they're getting it from elsewhere.
Do you think that there is a more widespread malaise, or was it a one-off problem with the development of this particular policy?
No, the lack of policy expertise has been recognised, including by the public service itself, in a review that it did called Ahead of the Game. The public service has recognised that it needs to rebuild its skills here. And so NBN is by no means an isolated instance.
The difficulties the public service had with the Rudd government in particular have been well documented in the past. But Stephen Bartos says the move away from public service advice is continuing under the current government.
And it's something the public service has to take seriously because it doesn't really want to be written out of policy making altogether. It's been the case for many decades that ministers do go elsewhere for advice, but it's still also true that the public service needs to be involved if the policy has any chance of working.
Today, the Australian Public Service Commission declined to comment, as did the Institute of Public Administration in Australia.
Naomi Woodley reporting.